Chapter 18. Andrew Wakefield versus the Vaccine Cartel. In the late 1990s, the British gastroenterologist, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, seemed to offer many parents a way out of this twilight zone. During the years 1995 to 1998, while at the Royal Free Hospital in London, he was part of a team working on inflammatory bowel disease. By then, the pharmaceutical industry, and especially Merck and Company, had established what may be accurately described as a vaccine cartel with a formidably powerful PR and political lobbying apparatus that had succeeded in persuading Congress and President Reagan to grant vaccine manufacturers full liability protection with the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986. They'd tasted the rich fruits of liability protection with their vaccine against the 1976 swine flu pandemic that never was, but only temporarily. In 1986, they obtained this ultimate prize in perpetuity for all current and future vaccines. Not surprisingly, liability protection was soon followed by a proliferation of new vaccines on the childhood schedule. Merck and Company, which developed and marketed the original MMR vaccine, is the American offshoot of a company founded in 1668 in Darmstadt, Germany. By the end of the 19th century, Merck was one of the largest and most powerful multinational companies in the world. During this period, the company made a fortune with the commercial production of morphine and cocaine. According to Stephen B. Karch in A Brief History of Cocaine, Merck and the American company, Parke Davis and Company, now owned by Pfizer, heavily promoted cocaine in the European and American medical professions, persuading Sigmund Freud and the American surgical pioneer, William Halstead, of its purported benefits. By the year 1914, severe cocaine addiction was so common that Congress decided to make it a controlled substance with the Harrison Act. We mention Merck's past in the opium and cocaine trade to illustrate the company's cartel-like history. While working on inflammatory bowel disease, Dr. Wakefield was contacted by parents who told stories of their children who'd developed irritable bowels and neurological symptoms that were later diagnosed as autism. Eight children had, according to their parents, developed these symptoms shortly after receiving the MMR vaccine. Because the parents struck Wakefield as perfectly credible witnesses, and because there did indeed appear to be a close temporal association between administration of the vaccine and the onset of symptoms, he and his 12 colleagues conducted a study on these children and presented their findings in a seminal paper that was published by The Lancet in 1998. A few years later, Wakefield was subjected to the most vicious smear campaign in medical history since Professor Ignaz Semmelweis was committed to a Vienna insane asylum in 1865 for proposing that medical students wash their hands with chlorinated lime after handling corpses in anatomy class and before examining the reproductive tracts of pregnant women in the General Hospital maternity ward. The comparison of these two outrageous, calumnious, and stupid smear campaigns is apt when one considers that Wakefield did not claim in his paper that MMR vaccines cause autism. All he did in the paper was document the testimony of the children's parents and recommend that the apparent association be further investigated. To quote the paper's abstract, "Onset of behavioral symptoms was associated, by the parents, with measles, mumps, and rubella vaccination in 8 of the 12 children, with measles infection in one child and otitis media in another. All 12 children had intestinal abnormalities ranging from lymphoid nodular hyperplasia to aphthoid ulceration. Other key passages from the paper are as follows. In 8 children, the onset of behavioral problems had been linked either by the parents or by the child's physician with measles, mumps, and rubella vaccination. 5 had had an early adverse reaction to immunization, rash, fever, delirium, and in 3 cases, convulsions. In these 8 children, the average interval from exposure to first behavioral symptoms was 6-3 days, range 1 to 14. We describe a pattern of colitis and ileal lymphoid nodular hyperplasia in children with developmental disorders. Intestinal and behavioral pathologies may have occurred together by chance, reflecting a selection bias in a self-referred group. However, the uniformity of the intestinal pathological changes and the fact that previous studies have found intestinal dysfunction in children with autistic spectrum disorders suggests that the connection is real and reflects a unique disease process. We did not prove an association between measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine and the syndrome described. If there is a causal link between measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine and this syndrome, a rising incidence might be anticipated after the introduction of this vaccine in the UK in 1988. Published evidence is inadequate to show whether there is a change in incidence or a link with measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Reviewing this paper, it's easy to spot the sentence that terrified the vaccine cartel, namely, if there is a causal link between measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine and this syndrome, a rising incidence might be anticipated after the introduction of this vaccine in the UK in 1988. Even though Wakefield did not claim there is a causal link, the mere thought that there might be one was sure to create a massive headache for fervent advocates of the MMR vaccine. The smear campaign against Wakefield began 6 years after his paper was published in 2004, just before the U.S. Court of Federal Claims commenced a massive proceeding to evaluate the claims of thousands of parents who believed their children had regressed into autism shortly after receiving multiple vaccines all at once. The initial hearings of this process, called the Omnibus Autism Proceeding, were scheduled for March 2004. In February, Brian Deer, a columnist for the Sunday Times, a major British newspaper owned by Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation, penned a report in which he asserted that Dr. Andrew Wakefield had undisclosed financial conflicts of interest and was therefore not an impartial investigator of the possible link between MMR vaccines and autism. The timing indicates that this opening salvo against Wakefield was part of the broader campaign to discredit the claims of petitioners in the Omnibus Autism proceeding, which we will discuss in the following chapter. Key supporting evidence in one of the key cases had been furnished by John O'Leary, chair of pathology at St. James Hospital in Ireland. Professor O'Leary had also performed laboratory testing for Dr. Wakefield's 1998 paper. Deer attended many of the OAP hearings over a 5-year period and, by his own admission, served as an legally questionable informant for the U.S. government. Just 4 days before the court announced its decisions about the cases, Deer published an article accusing Dr. Wakefield of manipulating data in a 1998 Lancet paper. The smear campaign against Andrew Wakefield is typical of Big Pharma's mafia tactics for destroying a medical professional or politician who threatens their interests. The physician and former Republican Congressman Dave Weldon spoke candidly about these tactics in a 2019 interview with the journalist Cheryl Atkinson on her show Full Measure. When asked what happens to congressmen who raise the issue of vaccine safety, he replied, "It would typically be in a hallway or on the street and, you know, People would come up to you and say, you know, you really need to back off on this. It could be bad for the community, or bad for the country, or bad for you. In the case of Andrew Wakefield, he is a handsome and well-spoken man who, for a time, dated the Australian supermodel Elle Macpherson. The vaccine cartel understood his natural persuasiveness, especially among women, including the mothers of children suffering from autism. And so, the cartel concluded he had to be taken out. The nasty and mendacious first paragraph of his Wikipedia entry is a perfect piece of vaccine cartel propaganda. Andrew Jeremy Wakefield, born 3 September 1956, is a British fraudster, anti-vaccine activist, and disgraced former physician. He was struck off the medical register for serious professional misconduct due to his involvement in the fraudulent 1998 Lancet MMR autism study that falsely claimed a link between the measles, mumps, and rubella, MMR, vaccine, and autism. None of those assertions are true. Wakefield never committed fraud. Far from being an anti-vaccine activist, he proposed administering the three components of the MMR vaccine separately instead of at the same time, which he feared could overwhelm the infant's immune system with so many antigens in one shot. As the listener can see from his paper, he did not claim a link between the MMR shot and autism. Recognizing this obvious fact, the editors of The Lancet refused to retract his paper until 2011, when they finally yielded to pressure to do so. The so-called serious professional conduct accusations were equally groundless. They were made by a General Medical Council kangaroo court in 2010, whose panel chairman, Dr. Surendra Kumar, was a long-standing shareholder of GlaxoSmithKline, the manufacturer of the MMR vaccine used in the UK. The GMC asserted that Wakefield and two of his colleagues had committed grave acts of professional misconduct. These accusations were widely disseminated in the media. Most media reporting did not mention that already in 2004, Wakefield and his co-authors had provided a point-by-point rebuttal of all allegations. Their rebuttals were published by The Lancet, whose editors also published their own rebuttal. None of the widely broadcast smearing of Wakefield addressed the concerns he presented in his paper. Anyone acting in good faith who has studied medicine or biology knows that the causes of a complex neurological disorder like autism are probably multifactorial. While it seems that only a small percentage of children who receive the MMR shot experience the syndrome with the temporal connection that Wakefield documented, the cases in which this had been observed are so catastrophic for the child and parents that they warrant great scrutiny. To date, not a single fervent critic of Wakefield's paper has even begun to consider the possibility that the MMR shot in the growing battery of nearly a dozen shots could play a contributing role in the genesis of autism spectrum disorder. Likewise, none of these critics have even begun to develop a plausible explanation for what is causing the stupendous spike in autism.